I don't know what's real. I don't know what's not real.
Limited Capacity is a collection of six darkly amusing stories about the mysterious ways we interact with the internet and with each other.
There's something going on with him. It's like an act. I don't trust him.
What?
You're staring at me like I should say something, but I don't really know what to do here.
That's the whole name of the game. Don't talk about how the town isn't real. Do you understand?
Limited Capacity. Available now on CBC Listen or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a CBC podcast.
My name is Jesse. I'm 29 years old. I operate tower cranes and I'm currently single. At the time the story took place, I was around 25 years old, starting my apprenticeship in construction. I was talking to this guy on a dating app. He was a big built, like buff body, and so I was kind of into it. He's got his arm sleeve, nice black beard, kind of like Gerard Butler in 300, but not like as Gerard Butler-y, I guess. He's good to go in my books, basically. So we start talking, and then he brings up the subject of kink and ask if I'm into kink, describing like he likes being tied up, he likes spanking, he likes whips. He's definitely a kink guy, for sure. Now, I'm not a kink expert, but I do enjoy, you know, being tied up, the spanking aspect of it a little bit, I guess. So we get to talking and finally agree to meet. So I get to his house, and he's got this nice house, big porch, and I get there and I knock on the door, and he opens it up.
Jesse?
And this guy has straight on black leather harness, he's wearing black underwear, he's got army boots on. I thought we were gonna talk, maybe have a beer first, but no, he was like right into it, like let's get her done type deal, so.
Hey.
So I get into his house and I notice right away that he's got this little tiny white like Toto looking dog. Which was weird. It threw me off because this guy is like just a dude's dude with the tiniest little dog I've ever seen in my life.
Daddy loves you.
His house was actually really nice. It was kind of like Martha Stewart-y.
You have a beautiful foyer.
Let's go. Bedroom.
So I'm thinking in my head, oh, okay, no introductions, just like we're going right at it. So we go to the bedroom and I noticed that there was just one bottle of lube on the nightstand. No alarm clock, no like lamps, just one bottle of lube sitting right there. And then normally it comes in a squeeze bottle, but no, this was just like an open bottle of lube. And we just started making out and it was pretty hot and heavy. And then, you know, I was already kind of in the mood. So I took off my shirt, took off my shorts. And then he asked me.
So you ready to get tied up?
So I said.
Yeah, sure. Of course.
So he put both my hands like over my head. Onto his bedpost. And he knew what he was doing with the knots. He was like Boy Scout 101 right there. And then he goes to the bathroom to freshen up a little bit. He says, well...
Yeah, why don't you try to get out of those things?
I'm like pulling down on the friggin' bed frame, moving my legs, and I cannot move. I cannot get loose from this guy's knots. So I'm shaking, I'm moving around. But as I do that, I knock the bottle of lube off the table. And because there's no top to the lid, there's lube all over this guy's hardwood floors now. And he's coming back at this point. And before I even got a chance to say anything, he steps on it, slips, and fell. Like, and I mean hard. Like, he went down, like, feet from under him, like, slipped on a banana peel style, and just bam. I can only see his legs because I'm tied up.
Hello?
And I can hear him breathing heavy. And then I knew, oh my God, this guy knocked himself out from slipping on lube. I said to him,
are you okay? Just give me a thumbs up or...
And he wasn't responding to anything I was saying. And so at this point, I'm panicking because I'm tied up on this dude's bed and there's nobody around to help. In the other room, he had like an iPod playing and it was just SoundCloud mixes of techno. That's all it was. I was yelling for help.
Hello! Somebody!
But then I realized that nobody could hear me. He didn't have any roommates. He just had this little tiny chihuahua, like Pomeranian looking dog.
not gonna get found like this.
And I just realized that this is a fight I can't win to get out of this bed. I have to lay here until he wakes up. Like, what do I do? I'm freaking out, and then the dog jumps up on the bed and just sits at the end of the bed and kind of just like looks at me.
Hey.
And just like sitting there wagging his tail, just like looking at me all happy. I go right into like Lassie mode and I'm like,
get help, boy. Go, get help. Find a policeman.
I don't know what the dog's gonna do, like call 911 or something. I have no idea.
911 emergency. Hello?
Yeah!
So I laid there. And I laid there. And I watched the clock go. And I counted the speckle on the ceiling. And 4 hours go by. 4 hours. I finally hear this, like,
oh. You awake? You okay?
And I'm like, yes, he's waking up. Like, I'm so excited at this point.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Hey.
And then he asked me, he's like,
did I pass out?
I said to him,
yeah, for 4 hours, you have to go to the emergency.
He's like, that's not good. And he's like,
no, I'm fine.
I wasn't prepared to continue on after he came to. I was ready to go home. He gave me a kiss and he sent me on my way.
Thanks for everything.
I would definitely give him another shot, but I think the embarrassment was too much for him. I'm Jesse, and that's my true dating story.
If you have a story of your own, we want to hear it. Find us on social or at truedatingstories.net. And don't miss the series, streaming now on CBC Gem and Fuse Plus.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.